It proved to be much, much more than I was expecting. But I don't mind it. For sure, I'm a much, much better manager than I was. Than I would be if the job was easy. I can trust me. I think I've learned more this year than I did in the last year. I learned a lot.
Do you enjoy the challenge?
There are ups and downs, difficult moments, obviously. But I enjoy the outcome because I know I can feel that I'm getting an experience for 5 years. This is a 5 years, 5 years experience. So it's I'm glad that it's certainly hard for me at the beginning because I'm new in certain things. But I'm sure the benefit will come later.
Franco, before you took the job, did you ever talk to another manager about what it entailed and what the pitfalls might be? Did you seek the advice of anybody?
Well, I've had a chat with some people that they are in management and that's it. But obviously these are things that they are beyond any experience. You know, we had to deal with situations that maybe they don't happen very very often. But that's it really. I think the manager is an everyday experience. You know, you come here and you have to be ready to deal with the situations that they are unexpected, and you have to get the best out of them.
Do you think it's a lonely position? Because you know, when you're a player, sometimes you get player meetings and the senior players will help out. But if you're the manager, much as you can talk to the players, you've still got to.
Yes, trust me, I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I'm surrounded by wonderful players, and I do mean that because they help me a lot. They know I'm new with the job, but they've been very, very helpful. The way they conducted themselves has been brilliant, and I feel blessed for that because they helped me a big deal. And also, I've got a very good staff around me, and they helped me a lot. So it is a difficult job. I don't feel lonely. So.
But you said before, you know, sometimes you'll have sleepless nights, sometimes you'll be...
Yeah, no,
you know, but it's ultimately, it's your responsibility, isn't it?
Yes, no, of course. I know. But, you know, every day I say that, but as long as I do the things that I'm doing for the... respecting the position and respecting the people I'm working for, then I'm fine. It's not easy, but sometimes I can deal with it.
Yeah. You said before Christmas... You know, you consider maybe bringing someone in to look at the sports psychologist or someone else. But you're saying now the psychology of the team, you feel has changed anyway after Chelsea. You think that the players have more belief?
I think so. Yeah, I think everybody has seen that the players, the attitude is much better. I mean, they think they got it right and they are performing better. I think the sports. More than a sports psychologist, I think I will need somebody for myself. So if you've got some names, please don't hesitate.
But that was one of the big issues you thought was, as Capello found with the England players, is getting into the players' minds and it's the psychology.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel that you've managed to achieve that now? You've got across to the
I think we are mentally wise much better. I think the team looks much more convinced of himself, of his qualities, and he's performing better. I think the attitude has been spot on. Even against Tottenham, we lost 2-0 because obviously we had some problems, but the attitude for the players was amazing. And I've seen that against Arsenal, against Portsmouth, and that is very encouraging for me. Football is a combination of many things, you know. It's technical abilities, tactical abilities, but also psychology is one very big issue. People really sometimes don't take into account, but in my opinion, it's one of the biggest components in that can make a big difference. And I think my team in this prospect has made a big progress forward.
Franco, do you still love it, or is it beginning to wear you down?
No, I do love. Do I look like I'm Warden. Okay, forget that. Do I look like I'm Warden? No.
You sometimes take defeat very well, and you must be hurting inside. Are you a bad loser?
I don't like getting defeats, but I get on with it. I know that I can't win all the games, so I try to take them at the best. You know what is the most difficult thing for me when I get defeated? I tell you straight away, and I'm honest. I feel sorry for my players because when I see them down in the change room, I feel bad for them. And that is the hardest piece for me, try to pick them up, to encourage. I know I can get over that. I know it's part of the job.
Give a glass of wine.
The problem is if I give the Sardinia one thing, it might knock them down completely.
Franco, during this tough time, have you had any doubts about yourself?
Oh, yes, of course. It's normal when the situation is not... It's not going in the right direction. You doubt what you're doing, and then I go back into my history and I say, Franco, I've been in so many difficult situations, even, and I've always come through. So I rely on that. I know that no matter what comes against me, I'm gonna go through and I'm gonna react and I'm gonna bounce back. No doubt about it.
Which bit do you doubt, Franco? The tactical side, the mental side, the coaching side?
Well, in this job, so many things that you have to look after to be good at. Sometimes it's been my tactical side, sometimes my psychology, and you know, I keep adjusting, I keep getting better and better. I want to be top in this job, that's for sure. I want to be top. And I work on every single side, aspect in the game. And one day I hope I'm going to be like that.
Franco, last season I think Matthew Opson spoke to us about the times he'd been to see a sports psychologist. Have you worked kind of with him, and how influential has he been in changing that mindset that you spoke about?
I'm still considering the thing, but... the mind is one of the most important things in not only for a footballer but for everybody. And so to have a knowledge and a control of your mind makes a big difference. I can tell you I become the person that I am not because I had only the skills on the feet, but because also my mind was very strong. I can say now, I can go back and see players that they were growing up with me, and they had the same abilities like I had, maybe even more, but they didn't make it because they didn't have the strength of mind. So I think that is a vital aspect that every single player should improve. And I'm going to be on top of that.
You mentioned to us last week you're going to go and see the board. Did that meeting happen? What kind of things were discussed, and did you get the answers that you wanted from it?
Sorry, the board?
You mentioned last week you're going to go and see the board at a meeting with the
regarding?
Board. Regarding everything that's happening off the field, I think. At the time we were talking transfers.
That's a suggestion, you were going to talk to people this week about what we might do in the transfer market.
I'm going to talk to the board next week, because the board might be different. I think there were a lot of things going on, so... They had no time for me, and maybe next week.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you as well.
Thank you.